This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, radioactive, dart player farting, and old cheese. We'll get to that right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops!
Crash!
Oof!
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp?
Whoops!
Crash!
Oof!
The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, it's the Bob and Tom Show. My gosh, if Christy, Pat, Ace, and I aren't in here, as well as Jeff Oskey, sitting in for Chick McGee. And look who's joined us, Tommy. Jess Hooker.
She's got that cool new haircut. Looks good.
Thanks.
Looks good. You got the curls going. A little bit of a flip.
Natural flippiness.
Yeah. You look very nice.
Look like a Springsteen roadie.
Oh, yeah.
You got the blue jean jacket. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Good to see
you. Blue jean jacket.
Blue jean baby queen. What was that? Do you remember that song?
Blue jean baby
rock
queen.
Rock on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
David Essex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Def Leppard.
And who?
Def Leppard.
They did a cover of that?
Yeah. Rock on.
I'll have to give that a listen.
I did not know that. Well, coming up, we have something semi-obscure. Ace, you're ineligible. Hear me here?
I've seen them in concert.
Oh, God. Here we go. I'm going to ask. I'll start with you, Josh. Do you know who this is?
Sounds familiar. Boy, nothing's coming to mind.
Here, this will give you a hint here.
Well, I'm not uptight, not unattractive. Turn me on tonight.
I don't know if I know this.
Christy?
But I like it.
I know the song, but I don't know who it is.
Boy, I like that.
The singer's been in here. That's the great Paul Rogers from Free and Bad Company.
Okay.
And that was a band called The Firm.
Yeah.
Yep. And that was Jimmy Page, right?
Jimmy Page.
Didn't they have another song that was a hit?
That was a hit, kind of.
That was Satisfaction Guaranteed was it.
That was
about what era? 80s?
Mid-80s? What?
Mid-80s, yeah.
Okay. Satisfaction Guaranteed is the one that I'm familiar with.
That's great. Paul Rogers is one of the greatest singers of all time. When he was in here, one funny story, his roadie came out, and he had a microphone stand that was like a tripod on the bottom, had three sort of things coming. His roadie came out, he put a piece of tape on the floor and it took a measuring, and then a piece of wood, like masking tape on the floor, a little tiny piece. And then he measured a certain distance, set up the mic stand, and then he took a piece of wood, like a one by just little chunk of wood, and he tilted the microphone stand. Is you following this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that one of the legs was on this piece of wood, so the mic stand was just at a slight angle.
Okay,
right.
And then when Paul came out, Mr. Rogers put his foot on the piece of tape, and you know, and got right in position, and that's where he's saying.
He didn't touch the mic the whole time because he knew that's where it was supposed to go.
And the guy is, as you know, Pat, as on pitch and a great singer.
Yeah, that guy's great.
And he was incredibly nice, which is also, that's always a big plus for me when you get some rock star who's also a really nice guy.
Although he did steal something from...
did he?
A friend of mine, yeah.
Oh.
My friend Johnny. He was a schoolboy. It was kind of a sad story, really. He grew. He got himself a cheap guitar, but then he ended up becoming quite a rock star. Went straight up to number one. And then he died. And
keep going. I'm in.
Yeah. Paul Rogers came and I'm going to write a song about this.
We're discussing a rather interesting letter in which a guy was pretending that his parents' house was his, said he was a doctor and he wasn't. And you heard this. Did you hear about this, Jess?
Yeah, she was here yesterday,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
A wild story.
Yeah, that was.
What do you think he should do? He wants to, does he come clean to this woman and tell her that it's not his stuff?
Or? Oh, yeah, I think he has
to. He has to.
But I don't think I would be mad if a guy told me that. I'd be like, yeah.
Okay, if you thought you were dating a doctor and he says, I work at Arby's, you're not going to be mad?
Oh, yeah,
and
that
I
part.
Live in my parents' basement.
Well, remember that part where I said I was wearing a condom? And didn't tell you about the syphilis and the wife and three kids I have?
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
But if he told me he that was his house and it wasn't, I don't think I'd be mad.
Okay, are you more upset, ladies, that he... At what the lie was, or that he lied to you?
I'm more upset that he lied and misrepresented himself.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If this were being a movie, I think then the thing would be, then she would have to maybe have another lie of her own.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And without being politically incorrect, it could be something like, see this picture of me? That's when I was Bill.
Right. Yeah. You know, Hallmark does a pretty good job at reversing the scenario where, like, a British prince will go to some small town in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And she thinks he's a normal guy and he's afraid to... admit that he's actually royalty.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But he also has syphilis. They like to undermine it.
Well,
at the
most
end.
Royals.
Yeah, yeah. I have tertiary syphilis, and it's going to fall off.
Enjoy it while you can. Baby,
Now, this is we have this sports story coming up. And when I saw this, I said, wait a minute, didn't we have this before? And I found out this is a thing. Do you have the dart story?
James Wade is a champion in the world of competitive darts. Mr. Wade's story is going viral after he audibly broke wind during the Players' Championship. The broadcast of the match between Mr. Wade and Mr. Rides captured the 41-year-old strolling over to a table and bending his knees as the sound of a loud fart can be heard echoing through the venue.
Well, I mean, see, this is darters. This is one of the unfortunate things in the sport. If you're on a football team or you're playing right field at a baseball game, you can get away with this.
Sure.
Right.
After winning the match 6-5, Mr. Wade jokingly posted about the source of the sound onto social media. He said, footage has emerged of me doing what appears to be a shart at the end of one of my matches.
Shart.
It was actually the Velcro on my new trainers.
Oh, do we believe
him? Wait a minute. No.
No. If you saw the video, I mean, even the bullseye is kind of weeping.
Oh, jeez.
So that reminded me of this. This came about a few months back. This is from a British magazine. It reads as follows. A competition darts player accused his opponent of stinking up the playing area with his excessive flatulence. Mr. Darren Webster refused to shake hands with the Dutchman Ron Muhlenkamp after losing 4-3 at the Modus Super Series.
That made me laugh, too, for some reason. The fact that he's a Dutchman.
So this is a different farter.
Yeah.
This is a different one.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes, this guy posts on Facebook, when you play a guy who farts and stinks the stage out and denies it and kicks you when you're playing the stall every throw because they are a S word, good luck in the future, but I'm not interested. Rant over.
Do you think is the kicking literal? Was this guy actually kicking this man while he was trying to throw?
Apparently, he was kicking the booth aside to distract him.
But I think farting is fair game.
Then he put he posted an image of a guy in a hazmat suit, and he says, "This is me eating beans, pickled onions, and curry as a pre-match meal, looking forward to tonight."
So is a dart competition generally silent? Most dart players are playing in a bar, right? Where it's
in a competition situation. It's obviously
same with like bowling.
Okay,
when you see professional bowling.
Okay,
yeah.
But this guy goes on to say, apparently this. I guess the guy's he makes it so when the guy gets up to the stand wherever it is, it smells terrible. So
I see what you're saying, though. They would train.
Yeah, when you train, noisy.
Before you become a professional darter or dartman.
Is it a darter?
You train in a very noisy environment.
Exactly. So
you would think noise wouldn't bother you.
Yeah. And but smelly.
In fact, silence would probably throw you.
Apparently, it's not in the wrist. It's in the butt. It's in the butt, Pat.
I heard you. Am I the only one that thinks it's fair to be farting? And
no, I think it's biological warfare. I think it's against the Geneva Convention.
The International Dart Society says that GASX is a performance-enhancing drug. they test for it.
I don't think that it should be one affect one way or the other.
I can see how it would be distracting, but I like that. I think that's a fair tactic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't. They get thrown around here sometimes, and it throws me off my game.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We got bombed last week. Josh and I did. My mouth was open and everything.
That was
and I
me.
Was like, oh,
you're welcome.
Oh yeah. My god.
Oh, that really was you.
Yeah, that was kimchi.
Oh, okay,
coming.
That was
coming
alarming.
Back to say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the kimchi? Is that the rotten cabbage thing?
Yeah.
Pickled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's delicious.
Mm. Fermented is
really
weird.
Good.
Yeah. It's similar to the name of a famous Asian porn star. Kumchi.
Oh, yeah, boy,
she's great.
She does.
I hope she doesn't smell like
2001
that.
2001 Bukkake Queen.
There you go.
She wouldn't get much work, I wouldn't think.
There's a new bad boy in the world of darts. At the Players' Championship.
And speaking of smelly things,
stupid world record.
Scientists have sequenced the DNA of the world's oldest cheese. The ancient cheese samples were first discovered as a white substance smeared on to the Tarim Basin mummies in China, which date back approximately 3,600 years.
They smeared it on mummies?
Smeared onto the mummies. Yeah. Researchers extracted mitochondrial DNA from the samples and were able to identify cow and goat DNA in them.
So it's goat cheese.
Yeah. Scientists discovered that the samples indicated that the substances found on the mummies were, in fact, kefir cheese.
Is it is there a chance it was put on as like a lotion or something and then it became cheese?
Oh, that could be.
Maybe. I don't have any more details.
So it's
All right.
I know we're speculating. It doesn't seem like much of a. I don't know.
Story?
It's an interesting
story. I saw the story on ABC this morning.
Oh, did you really? So.
But what kind of a tradition is that? We have the body, you know, and we anoint it with the oils, and then we take the cheese slices. The pre-wrapped cheese squares. We lay them over the corpse in a pattern. That's just
odd.
Just
seems, yeah. Have you guys ever heard of kefir cheese?
Yeah, because there's kefir milk,
right,
too.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. It's really good. It's fermented. There's a tang to it. It does taste like it's almost bad, but it's really good for your gut.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is it maybe valuable? So they would rub the corpse with
that's what I was wondering, if it was a blessed goat.
The story
and
I
that's
saw,
the milk. Yeah.
It was rubbed on their faces of the mummies.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. As cheese?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Well, anyone want to do the no Gouda joke? Anyone want to take that up?
You know, I do love nachos to a point where I might ask to have nacho cheese poured over my body.
open casket nacho bar.
Oh.
Just fill around you in tortilla chips and then just rub the cheese.
Hey, somebody tell the Undertaker we need more queso in room 7.
Just dip it onto my chest and get some.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Well, there you go.
That used to be a thing where they'd serve food on women, naked women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that sushi thing.
It's still a thing at my house.
Just chili.
Yeah, we had spaghetti last night.
Yum.
Burnt the hell out of her.
Shocking to your daughter's guests. Liking to meet Cinnamon. She'll be our tray tonight. Oh, good news. We flipped the coin. She's going to be boobs up. Last night, it was, we call it a cracker barrel when she's on her belly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, don't blame me. That's just weird.
What?
And then all this
mummy cheese.
Yeah.
And the whole mummy thing, we've said 100 times. What is the timeline and when you can dig somebody up? And
you should never.
From what I understand of mummy lore, it is never, as Christy
never
said.
Yeah. Bad vibe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And okay. What makes you a mummy? Is it just the way your body is prepared?
Yes.
Okay.
They're mummified. Yeah.
Mummified. Yeah, but that's the only way you can be a mummy.
I think so.
Yeah.
You can have a couple kids and be a mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeff. Knock that off.
Captain.
Aren't there rare cases where people are found and they're naturally mummified for
something? Yeah, from like a lava instance, where they're encased in lava or something. Yeah, gotcha. That'll.
Odd. I heard the horrible story about this cop friend of mine was telling me. It was a series of events in which a woman passed away in a bathtub.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The term poached.
That is awful.
Yeah, barely.
Sometimes they unwrap those mummies, and it's insane how well preserved
they are. I agree. Yes, it is.
Their techniques were spot on.
They knew something back then.
I know.
Christy Lee, what do you have over there?
Well, we have an interesting story about a new study that says performing as little as 20 seconds of so-called self-compassion touch can improve your mental well-being. This experiment conducted at the University of California, Berkeley, found that a single 20-second session of soothing the self through physical contact significantly reduced participants' stress, increased kindness to the participant, and improved mental well-being.
Skeptical.
And any specifics as to...
I did a deep dive on this. Yes, Josh. They're talking about maybe finding mentally go to your body and find a place that needs... a little bit of self-love, maybe.
So we're not
touching
talking.
Your heart.
Okay. We're not talking whacking it. Yeah.
No reason to be so crass.
Using your thumb to massage a spot on your palm, for talking. Example.
Mm. Do you suppose that
stroking your upper arms,
I have a question.
Like a hug. Yeah.
Do you suppose the pornographic sites like Pornhub, do they measure how long people are watching?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
So I would imagine if it's 20 seconds, they probably send you a note of condolence. Well, we saw that you opened up cheerleadersnude.com here, and after 20 seconds, you were done.
Maybe.
Or maybe they put that the first clip on their site because they know it's so successful.
Maybe delay cream is for you. 20 seconds, huh?
What is delay cream anyway?
I don't know what it actually is.
It's a numbing cream so that you aren't as sensitive.
It comes with pictures of your grandmother.
Yeah.
Well, does it work?
Yeah. I've never tried it. Remember, I'm on an SSRI.
You don't have that.
I need the
issue.
Opposite.
Yeah.
I've heard that when guys have used it, it becomes an issue for the woman because it then transfers to her and thus takes away her sensitivity.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yes, he's lasting longer, but she is not enjoying herself as much now.
Oh, jeez.
Gotcha.
Yeah, even if you use it on your foot.
You know, I'm still feeling nothing on it.
Sorry about that.
Grab the Louisville Slugger.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.